This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tom Jenkins. As he described current levels of vaccine inequity as grotesque, the head of the World Health Organization said more producers of COVID-19 vaccines should follow the example of AstraZeneca and license their technology to other manufacturers. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted the drug maker's interim data from trials found in the vaccine developed in conjunction with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 and crucially posed no increased risk of blood clots. The data showed the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine was safe and effective. Germany extended its lockdown measures by another month and imposed several new restrictions, including largely shutting down public life over Easter in an effort to drive down the rate of coronavirus infections. Chancellor Angela Merkel announced the measure early Tuesday after a lengthy video call with the country's 16 state governors, nearly 3 weeks after the two sides last agreed on a plan for paving the way to relax some rules. And then infections have increased steadily as the more contagious variant, first detected in Britain, has become dominant. Airlines and other tourism-related businesses are pushing the White House to draw up a plan in the next 5 weeks to boost international travel and eliminate restrictions that were imposed early in the pandemic. More than two dozen groups made their request in a letter to the White House on Monday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 10 people are dead, including a police officer, after a shooting in the U.S. state of Colorado. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It was at a King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado. District Attorney Michael Dougherty.
This is a tragedy and a nightmare.
Police Commander Kerry Yamaguchi.
We have multiple people who were killed in this incident. And I am sorry to have to report that one of them was a Boulder police officer.
They believe there was only one gunman, and officers could be seen taking a man out in handcuffs with no shirt and blood running down his legs. Witnesses described seeing people face down. KMGH spoke to this man, who heard the tragedy unfolding.
Big bang.
And then,
probably 3 seconds before he heard another, it's like bang, 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 bang.
He says he and his wife ran to an emergency door, then he helped other shoppers escape from the store. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration continues to face more questions about its secrecy at the southern border regarding the influx of migrants and detainment policies of people, especially children. At a news conference Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration is finalizing details on allowing reporters to visit the border facilities.
We're going to give you access to the facilities so that the press can have access themselves.
And she adds the U.S. is telling migrants not to try to enter.
There's no change in policy. The border remains closed. Families and single adults are being expelled under Title 42 and should not attempt to cross illegally.
The administration released some images and videos Monday that show immigrant teenagers sleeping on mats in crowded conditions, separated in groups by plastic partitions. The administration steadfastly refuses to call the detention of more than 15,000 children in U.S. custody a crisis, but it has stymied most efforts by outsiders to decide for themselves. The European Union and the United States imposed sanctions Monday on a number of Myanmar officials accused of involvement in the country's military coup and the ensuing crackdown on protesters. The EU announced penalties on 11 officials, including 10 top military officers, most of whom had already been sanctioned by the U.S. The Biden administration, meanwhile, targeted two senior officials, including the national police chief. Last month's coup reversed years of slow progress towards democracy in Myanmar. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.